This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 38 people, including 24 children, were killed in a gun and knife attack Thursday at a child care center in northern Thailand. It was the country's deadliest ever mass shooting carried out by an individual. The killing spree took place in Nong Bua Lumpu, about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Bangkok. Local authorities identified the gunman as an ex-police officer who was fired from the force last year because of his involvement in drug trafficking. The 34-year-old gunman was initially on the run after fleeing in a white Toyota pickup truck. But police told local media the gunman had since killed himself along with his wife and child. In a Facebook post, Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called the incident shocking. He expressed his deepest condolences to the families of those killed and injured. In the United States, at a press briefing on Thursday, State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel expressed condolences from the United States to the Thai people for their loss in the mass shooting.
We are deeply saddened by the tragedy in Nong Bua Lumpu province, where a shooter took the lives of nearly 40 people, including 24 children.
North Korea fired two more short-range ballistic missiles early Thursday as diplomats at the UN Security Council were locked in debate over how to respond to the launch of another missile over Japan 2 days earlier. North Korea's latest ballistic missile test marked the sixth in 12 days. It came hours after a U.S. aircraft carrier returned to waters near South Korea for additional trilateral naval drills. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Thursday decried the volley of missile fire as unacceptable. This is VOA News. Seven Russian rockets have slammed into residential buildings in Zaporizhia in Ukraine, a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
A fire engine is stationed next to what was once an apartment block, but is now a large hill of rubble. An immense and haunting plume of smoke rises from the debris as Zaporizhia's governor, Oleksandr Staruk, looks on. At night, when people were sleeping, the enemy carried out a rocket attack against residential houses. Two upper floors are destroyed. Entrances to the buildings are ruined. People were under the rubble. The strikes came just hours after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the Ukraine military has retaken three more villages in one of the regions recently annexed by Russia. Speaking to leaders at the Organization of American States Assembly, Zelensky was determined that Ukraine will defeat Russia.
There is only one question for us right now. How many of our people Russia will manage to kill before it admits a defeat?
I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Human Rights Council called on Sri Lanka to get a grip on its economic crisis and prosecute corruption by public officials in a resolution passed on Thursday. The UN's top rights body voted 20-7 to keep up its focus on the South Asian island nation. Sri Lanka's foreign minister said the government categorically rejects the resolution. The council voiced concern at the human rights impact of the economic crisis, violence against peaceful protesters, and called for a comprehensive accountability process for all rights abuses and violations. Sri Lanka's 22 million population has endured acute shortages of food, fuel, and medicines, along with hyperinflation and lengthy electricity blackouts since late last year. About 6,500 people convicted on federal charges of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by U.S. President Joe Biden. This story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Saying too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, President Biden on Thursday announced he is pardoning all those convicted of prior federal offenses of simple possession of the drug and is urging governors of states to do the same.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them.
Biden noted in his announcement that while white, black, and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, minorities have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Marissa Melta. This is VOA News.